Hey, we do dafyom, dafyom mit daflamid. Hey, today's yesterday's daflamid. Hey, the Gemara is a person does not make a bracha. A person chuyev to make a bracha before he derives pleasure from anything that he has hana from this world. And the Gemara's maskan is this is a svara. It's a svara. You're not allowed to derive pleasure unless you make a bracha. And then the Gemara goes on to say the person does not make a bracha. He is stealing from Hashem. He is stealing from Klal Yisrael, and he is a chover. He is a friend l'ishmashchis pasuk. Who's the ishmashchis? Yeravam ben Nevat. My in Yeravam ben Nevat to not making a bracha. So it's very, still a very nice svara from the Tzitzay R. Tzitzay Hashas. I do not remember who he brings this from, but he says there that from this you learn what is the purpose of a bracha. Sorry, what is a bracha? Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach Kim Liyire Oisai. We read this 2 weeks ago. What does Hashem want from you but to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is Mo? The Gemara, don't read it. Mo Elameya. By 100. Chazal were misakin, David was misakin. A person should make 100 brachas a day, and by making 100 brachas a day, that will bring a person midei yirah shomayim to fear Hashem. The whole tafkid of a bracha is emuna, to believe in Hashem and to fear Hashem. What is Yerov ben Nevat? What did he do? Yerov ben Nevat introduced into Klal Yisrael for the first time wholesale idolatry. He went and he took away 10 shvatim. He made his own Beis HaMikdash, and he took them away from Yirah Shamayim. Instead of fearing Hashem, don't fear Hashem and serve gods. So now we understand the connection between them. You don't make a bracha, you're like Yerovam ben Nevat, because Yerovam ben Nevat was a person who went away from fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He went to the other, to the dark side. Good expression. To the Avodah Zarah. What is a bracha? A bracha is liyire oiso, to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, the beginning of the daf and we have the Gemara talks about making brachas. What bracha do you make on bread? Hamoitzi lechem min haaretz. What bracha do you make on vegetables? Boirei pri huadama. So all the mefarshim boirei pri made the shoyim. All the mefarshim jump and they discuss this topic. What's the difference between the word eretz and the word Adama? Why is, when it comes to bread, do we say Hamaitzi lechem min ha'aretz? And when it comes to vegetables, we say Boirei pri ha'adama. So there are many answers. None of the answers really, and at least to me, satisfy the question. One starts with the Gra. The Gra says Eretz refers to Eretz Yisrael. Well, Eretz Yisrael. So when you deal with bread, lechem, when we make a bracha on bread, we're always alluding to the bread of Eretz Yisrael. Hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. Hashem extracts lechem from Eretz Yisrael. When you make a bracha on your piece of bread that was baked in America, what you're really making a bracha is on the bread of Eretz Yisrael. Because it's a shevach to Eretz Yisrael. When it comes to vegetables, then we refer to there's less of a shevach. It's the earth, Adama, Boirei Pri Adama. There's earth in Africa, there's earth in Canada, there's earth in America, there's earth in Eretz Yisrael. Vegetables don't have the same chashivos as bread. So then we only refer to the earth in general. It's a shevach, but when it comes to bread, which is a beautiful creation, it's something which is satisfies. Bread has milos, obviously, that are much, much greater than vegetables. Bread provides full sustenance. It tastes good. It requires 13 labors. So obviously, you have to work 13 malachas to produce a piece of bread. It's a dover choshev ad ma'oid bread. Therefore, the bracha has to be on a higher level. You don't just thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Africa and for Canada and for the United States. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael.
Why in certain fruits then would you make it? Because in the pasuk, right, it has list Eretz, blah, 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 chita, sar, blah, blah, and it lists certain fruits, pomegranates, for example.
Yeah.
We don't say Borei Pri. Why don't we say Borei Pri Eretz?
Eretz or something like that. Why don't you say Borei Pri Adama? Okay, but the bracha, let's just discuss the general question. Why, when it comes to vegetables, do you say Adama and bread eretz. Okay, so this is a very, it's a very interesting idea. Bread is more chashav. When something is more chashav, that puts upon you an obligation to give a Kadosh Baruch Hu a greater bracha. You thank Hashem for the kedusha, eretz Yisra. Vegetables is not as choshev, relatively speaking, as bread. So the bracha is only for the earth. The earth is not necessarily kodesh throughout the entire world. Yeah.
Is the aspect of sova?
Yeah.
Misovato veirato as a shol al ha'aretz hatova.
So that also refers to eretz shol. Okay, now the simplest reason that this is something that is so typical from Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it's lashon b'kra. Rav Chaim Kanievsky says that all the brachos all come from Tanakh, all the nuschos. And when it comes to fruit, the pasuk, this week's parasha, V'lokachta mereishis called pri ho'adama. Fruits is called in the pasuk pri ho'adama. So borei pri ho'adama. When it comes to bread, it's a pasuk in Tehillim, Lehoitzi lechem min ha'aretz. And this is, if you study Rav Chaim Kanievsky's Swami, as a sefer on tefillah, Shama tefillasi, they always ask the question, why this, why that? And he always responds, Lishna dekra! Don't you know that it's a pasuk in Yeshaya? Don't you know it's a pasuk in Divrei Hayamim? It's a pasuk in Nehemiah? Don't you know Tehillim on your fingertips? So when you know Tanakh on your fingertips, and then you look at Nusach HaTfilah, it just stands out. Yeah, because these all psukim. So the Nusach simply just extracted from Lishna. Now then you have to go weiter. Okay, so Lishna the cross. So why then do the pasuk say Lakata Pri Adama? That's not so difficult, because you look at the context of the psukim and the context of the psukim, then it's readily understandable many times why the pasuk said pri adama, whatever the context is. But the bracha is only secondary to extracting from the pasuk. Another answer given is that bread requires 13 labors. Bread doesn't grow out of the ground. Grain grows. Then you have to harvest it, and then you have to crush it. You have to sift it. Then you have to bake it. You have to do 13 labors to produce a piece of bread. There's a whole industry that goes into producing bread. A vegetable, it's a finished product. It comes out of the ground, ready to eat. Go to the farm, pull it out of the ground, you can eat the vegetable, you're finished. So Adama is a term that refers specifically to the earth. The Adama is the earth. Oretz is the whole world. To produce a piece of bread, it's not just the earth brought forth the grain. It's the earth brought forth the grain, and then there's an industry, people who specialize in tractors, and there's an industry, people who specialize in fertilizer, and there's an industry, those who specialize in making sieves, and those who know how to make ovens, and those who chop down firewood for the ovens, and those that know how the chokhmah of putting the bread in the ovens. There's a whole world. There are multiple industries that go into the process of producing a piece of bread. It's not just the earth. When it comes to a vegetable, boirei pri ho'adama. You go out into the field, you pull the cucumber out of the ground, it's a done deal. The earth, the adama, gave me this cucumber. But when it comes to bread, it's not just the adama that gave me the piece of bread. You have you know how many industries? The earth, the whole world is involved in contributing their skills to producing the piece of bread. And that's the bracha when you make a bracha, Motzi lechem min haaretz, and that's the ikar bracha, that part is all haaretz. You're not just thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu for the food. You thank Kadosh Baruch Hu, the whole world economy depends on this piece of bread. The only reason why I'm able to go to a supermarket and buy something is because the economy is healthy, the world is functioning, and there's products on the shelves of the supermarket. The oretz! It's not just the Adama that gave me this. The whole world is functioning in a healthy way in order that this thing can come into my hands. What? What? Say again?
Capital D.
What?
Capital D.
Drush with a capital D. Okay, let's...